It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday
to you. Hey, that great musical accompaniment can only mean one thing. It's another This Day is History. Welcome. Welcome, folks. It's a big day. It's a big day here. It's October 3rd. This is hard. It's hard when you have friends and loved ones that have birthdays on a day that you have to sit there and, you know, ignore all of that stuff and say, strictly on the weight of the celebrities born on this day, is the day enough to succeed? And make it through past all of the other days in the month and, of course, every other day in the year to survive, basically. Because one day is not going to be there. One day is not going to survive it. And I dare say that there is a high likelihood with as many people as I know that one person that I know and love will be born on the day that ends up getting erased from history. See, this is the power slash curse that I have been empowered slash incursed with. And it is that I must erase one day from the history of existence, and in doing so I erase everyone who was ever born on that day. Okay, and of course I'm looking strictly at celebrity birthdays, pop culture influence being what it is. I mean I can't look anywhere else, can I? Okay, so I'm going to look at a couple of things. I'm going to look at October 1st again, because October 1st is the rolling in loser. No, I mean, wouldn't get too hot and bothered about that. The October 1st birthdays, boy, they are pretty plumb. They're not terrible, honestly. It's just that October 2nd was so much better, okay? So we're going to look at it. We're going to look at October 3rd. Here's the thing you might not know about October 3rd. October 3rd has a fair amount of guitarists. Really good guitarist born on October 3rd. We'll get into it a little bit later, but first we're going to roll out October 1st's slate just to see what we're comparing against. Number 3 was Zach Galifianakis. Lovely man, possesses no spite in his body. A simple man who wants nothing more than perhaps a nice cup of hot tea and maybe with a little bit of honey in it and a cardigan sweater. That's Zach Galifianakis to me. Okay. Number 2 was Walter Matthau, who I'm a big fan of. Not apparently big enough of a fan to not say he's potentially going to be erased from existence, but I mean, sure, I guess a moderate fan. And number 1 was Julie Andrews, Mary Poppins herself. Okay. So, I mean, there's some star power there. I mean, really is. It's not something that you really have to worry too awful much about them being just absolutely eradicated straight off the bat. I feel like, you know, maybe they'll make it through a couple more days. Who knows? This day is pretty big. Like I said, big for guitarists at least. All right, so let's jump into it. I'm going to run you through a few honorable mentions first. Okay, people like India Ari, who was born on October 3rd. Greg Proops, who you may know from Whose Line Is It Anyway? He was born on October 3rd. Chubby Checker, born on October 3rd. And that might be it. No, wait, there's a few more. Let me jump into a handful more. We're going to also say Tommy Wiseau of The Room fame. Boy, what a loss to humanity to not have Tommy Wiseau in the world anymore. Shannon Sossaman, who did like 2 movies and then just disappeared off the face of the planet. Nev Campbell, born on October 3rd. Tommy Lee, not Tommy Lee Jones, but Tommy Lee, born on October 3rd. If we're going to hit a couple more, maybe a couple more guitarists, one I'm going to keep for the top 3, but I will also throw out there that Lindsey Buckingham, who was guitarist and lead singer for, the great group Fleetwood Mac, was also born on October 3rd. Oh man, Sean William Scott, born on October 3rd. Clive Owen, born on October 3rd. Ashley Simpson, born on October 3rd. Man, the names just keep coming. Okay, so it's a lot of people. It's a lot of honorable mentions, and that's pretty much it. I was told one of the Backstreet Boys was born on this day, but I have honestly forgotten which one at this point. So probably one of them, also born on October 3rd. Okay, but we're gonna move on. We're gonna move on to the top 3, and the top 3 of is a little bit of question here, one way or another, which way you could swing these names around. But I feel pretty solid about my choices. Okay. And they may be different from yours, but that's okay. Number three, Lena Headey. Yes, that's right. Cersei Lannister herself, born on October 3rd. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, that's not good for October 3rd. I mean, George R.R. Martin himself was on the chopping block for so very long last month. Certainly, Lena Headey, the most evil of evil person on that terrible thing that is Game of Thrones, apparently, cannot possibly say things. Well, let me tell you something about Lena Headey. She is delightful. Okay. I mean, she's, yeah, her character's very evil, very, very bad, and very mean, but she's good at that. Very good at that. And I like that character a lot. And so I wish that Cersei did rule all of the Seven Kingdoms and just put everybody, to death via hellfire if she wishes. She could, because Lena pulls it off and makes me think, man, maybe this would be better. It would be better if everybody just burned alive with green flames. Spoiler alert. That doesn't actually happen, but it kind of does. Anyway, moving on. Number two. This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Yes, it's Gwen Stefani. It's her birthday, October 3rd. The cadence of that didn't work out too well. But anyway, yeah, Gwen Stefani, born October 3rd. She is, I mean, okay, so they say Gwen Stefani was born on October 3rd, but I don't know about that. Because if you think about it, her look has basically changed none, you know, over the course of the last, like, 30 years or so. Okay, and so that should be suspect to any of us. And so I'm pretty sure Gwen Stefani is, like, an immortal fairy or something like that. But anyway, gained human form in October 3rd. So we're going to count it, okay? Gwen Stefani has some good music. She has some very not great music. You know, there was a time there where she was hollering back at people. And she categorically was not hollering back. But still, the concept of hollering back and forth got intimately connected with Gwen Stefani at a certain point in my musical digestion period. And so that did some real negative things to her, appeal, musically speaking, for me for a while. But yeah, she's back in action and better than ever, folks. I mean, not better than ever. Nobody, she's not going to reach Tragic Kingdom again. But, you know, hey, she's still got it, folks. And she's good. And here's a little something you may not know. If you appreciate Gwen Stefani and wish that she had more songs that were really, really good songs, here's what you can do. Okay. You go and you get any Muse song, and then you take the MP3 and you load it into your favorite music program, and then you increase the pitch. Actually, just increase the speed. Don't increase the, I mean, it does increase the pitch, but just increase the speed and let it increase the pitch with it by like 11%. Okay. And if you do this, then what you're going to find is that Matt Bellamy, the lead singer from Muse, if you increase his speed 11%, sounds exactly like Gwen Stefani. Okay. So imagine that you wanted albums of Gwen Stefani covering slightly off key versions of every Muse song. Well, guess what? You've got that already. Just take a Muse song and do exactly what I said. Gwen Stefani, number two. Number one, now this is going to be probably a little bit of a, it's going to be a little bit of a controversial number one, perhaps, because it's probably somebody that, you know, if you didn't have a certain respect for the guitar as a musical instrument, or a certain respect for just blues rock in general, you probably wouldn't pick this person number one. But here I am in this position. It comes down to my decisions and my decisions alone. Stevie Ray Vaughan, number one, October 3rd, birth. So Stevie Ray Vaughan is probably one of the top three guitarists of all time. I think if you had a lot of people give like top five guitarists of all time, Stevie Ray is going to make it on to pretty much everybody's list. I would say in my list, he makes top three. If you want me to give you the full list, I could, but you're going to get some surprises in there. And so I'm not going to provide it, not today. I mean, maybe over the course of the year, you'll get to hear who some of my other top guitarists are. But yeah, now Stevie Ray is number three. And honestly, yeah, there's not a Stevie Ray Vaughan song that I won't listen to. The dude just had it going on, you know? And, you know, he died when I was fairly young still, and still not really kind of into that style of music. That was, even though my dad listened to a lot of like blues rock stuff in the late 80s, early 90s. And I never super got into it like I did. I got much more into the metal stuff that he listened to than I did the blues stuff. But then later I realized I didn't have to be angry all the time. I could be sad too. And so that made a whole world of difference in my life. And then I was able to get into blues. And so that was really cool. So yeah, but no, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, man, you can't beat it. So yeah, huge, huge, huge influence on music in general, and just in people's ability to be sad about the flooding in Texas occasionally, you know. So think about the fact that Stevie Ray Vaughan covered a significant amount of Jimi Hendrix tracks, and I'm sorry, but honestly did a lot of them a little bit better, you know what I mean? So that, you can't say that about a lot of people. So Stevie Ray Vaughan, number one, October 3rd, birth. All right, so it's going to be a pretty quick wrap-up for this. I'm going to tell you, I don't usually re-record things in here, but just in your own world, try to say pretty quick wrap-up. Even try to say it once, like, but without like really thinking it through, just really jump into pretty quick wrap-up. Did you hear what happened there? It's tough. Pretty quick wrap-up. Do it at home. It's a tongue twister. I just found it. Anyway, let's rate the three. Zach Galifianakis versus Lena Headey. I'm going with Lena Headey. Let's do the twos. Gwen Stefani and Walter Matthau. Give it to Gwen. Do the number ones. Julie Andrews versus Stevie Ray Vaughan. Sorry, it's Stevie Ray Vaughan. So here we are again. Despite the fact that they don't have a very bad day, October 1st is rolling out the loser again. October 3rd, you're good. You're safe. Good job. Good job. Up and down that list, it was really good. Some of those honorable mentions could have made it, you know, as far up as two on other days, maybe one. You know, Clive Owen was an honorable mention, and on a lot of days, he probably would have been a bigger star than the number one. Certainly bigger than September 30th, number one of Fran Drescher, right? And so, really good job, October 3rd. If we think back on October 1st, man, they really have it all going on. It feels like they're on the cusp of winning every single day. But then here they still are, you know, still sitting back. So, I mean, I'm not nervous for them because we've seen how quickly things can fly off the tracks for a day when it just comes in underprepared, thinking that this was never going to be something they had to really worry about. So I'm not super concerned for October 1st yet. But I'm a little surprised. I do feel good about October for birthdays as a whole, because we had some real club bangers, I would say, at the start of September, and then it really took the foot off the gas for a while, and there were only a couple of big hits. Are we ever going to see that back to back of Beyonce followed by Freddie Mercury again? I don't know if we will. That was amazing. I'm looking forward though to the fact that the days in October just continue to just like ratchet up one step further each day. And I really feel like there's a high likelihood that we're going to be like onto something big soon. Okay. Which of course would not be great for, our good friends, from October 1st, but you know, hey, eventually there's going to be a stinker, right? And all you got to do is be better than the worst. So October 1st, you could do it. You could be better than the worst. I will see you guys here tomorrow, on This Day is History. Thanks very much for joining me. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.